the House Rules. We will call the House Rules Committee back to order for yesterday's meeting. Time of 4:36. And we have before us a continuation hearing on House Joint Resolution number 22. We held this committee open for an additional day to allow some additional testimony. And I believe there is one person on the line that would like to offer some comments. George?
Yes, my name is George Urban. Is the chairman there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm with the Alaska Federation of Natives, one of its two vice presidents. I'm a non-Native person myself. And I've been in and around the Native community for about the last 33 years, living here in Anchorage. And I'd simply like to say that we very much like the proposed amendments to the original House Joint Resolution 22 by this committee substitute, which I have received just this afternoon. It strengthens the joint resolution, not only in terms simply of language and force, but in terms of a concern expressed by the state legislature, the House of Representatives, for what has gone on and specific steps that ought to be taken in order to remedy it. I like in particular the idea of putting a responsibility in line 13 on page 1 on Anchorage to take a leadership role in building a climate of tolerance and so on. I like very much the fact that the nature of the problem of racism in Alaska, and particularly anti-Native racism, has not been shirked by this resolution. The overall resolution encourages me that the state legislature is taking its responsibilities, because it's not mincing words here. This is not some kind of lip service. It really does express a legitimate and sincere concern. And I, above all other things, I really like the addition of the idea that the state legislature joins with AFN in their request to the United States Civil Rights Commission in order really to look at the question of race and race relations in Alaska. That is something that Native people and other minority groups have wanted for years, but it really has not been uppermost in the minds of non-Native, the non-Native urban majority. You will note the response of many members, majority group members, or citizens of Alaska, in which people are shocked. They're surprised. They didn't really know that this was just underneath the surface and could peak up in a given incident like these kids. If you're Black, or if you're Native, or Pacific Islander, or Hispanic, you might not be so surprised. This is something that Native people live with on a daily basis. Sometimes it's very dangerous and destructive, and other times it's merely destructive to one's self-esteem, and it's a put-down and a humiliation. The fact is that there is an undercurrent of racial animosities and misunderstandings and ignorance that runs through a lot of Alaska. It has been driven below the surface by political correctness in the last 30 years or so, but it's right there, and I think I'm encouraged by the fact the legislature really seems in this language to be taking that seriously and to not be afraid to have other people come in and take a look at it. So I would like to encourage the adoption of these amendments in the committee substitute here. I'd be glad to answer any specific questions that committee members have. I think what you've done in this substitute is really to strengthen the resolution beyond what it originally was. But I applaud Speaker Porter for stepping up on this sort of thing. This is more than lip service. This is a real legitimate concern. So I'll just end it there, and I'll be glad to answer any questions, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, George. And for the record, I just want to reflect that Representative Corning, Representative Jewell, Speaker Porter, and myself, we're here. The other members had other engagements.
Okay.
We are out of town, I believe. All right. We're still gone until around 5 o'clock this evening. We thought it was important to this matter was such that we bring it up at the earliest possible time. So we do have a quorum in that business. And George, I guess my question back to you is, yesterday we had the hearing, and we showed the presentation of the video recording of the event, the incident. Did you get a chance to see that?
Yes, I saw the whole thing. I don't know if committee members have seen the whole 25-minute videotape. We all saw excerpts from it that were added. They couldn't run the whole 25-minute thing on television. But all I can tell you is, when you see the real tape, the raw footage, with all of its vulgarity and obscenity, it'll knock you back. It's really quite something. Not only in terms of the violence against people, but the attitude. Above all that, the language is really something.
Yeah, and that's, I guess that was my my concern, but I guess my perspective then, what I'm hearing is that the presentation of that video went a long ways to at least presenting to the public the major issue that we have before us today.
Yes, and the full video is quite rattling. It will rattle your sensibility.
Well, I can tell you this committee had the opportunity to see the full video yesterday and some of this for the second time.
Yes.
Are there additional questions for George?
Not for George, but do we need to move to CS?
George, if you want to stay online, I'll keep the teleconference line open.
Okay, I'll hang on.
We do have the CS before us and motion to adopt it. Person, speak for it.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I want to move that we adopt to the committee draft provision.
Motion is to adopt CS for House Trump Resolution 22, version O, 8321 Luckup is objection. So hearing none, then we have resolution before us. I have had my staff highlight the areas that were included in this resolution that were not in the previous. Are there any questions at this time? Representative Jewell.
Are we ready to move this?
Ready if you are.
The speaker doesn't mind. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I would move CS for House Joint Resolution 22 and individual recommendations.
Motion is moved CS House Joint Resolution 22 as amended out of House with zero fiscal note accompanying zero fiscal note and individual recommendations. Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, then the resolution is moved. For the interest of the committee members, this resolution has been calendared for a while.
Great. And just a quick comment. I'd like to thank the speaker and the committee for indulging us in the amendments, and thank AFN for being there for kind of at the call of the chair as we were. But I really appreciate this reflection. I guess. Quickly through the process.
Thanks, Reggie. And I want to take this opportunity also to thank George for your comments and support for us to recognize the importance of the issue and bring into the fold AFN to hear their views.
We really appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much.
Okay, then that concludes the business of House Rules Committee today. And if there's no further business before us, we'll adjourn at 4:45.